Aside from the cold, I haven't found much, except Bruins hockey and Celtics basketball. Those games have been the highlight of my time off. The pickings for women have been slim. Without trying to bag on the female population, it's evident that they're seasonal as well. Right now, the puck bunnies, gridiron groupies, and court whores are in full effect, and the cleat chasers are resting like the rest of the baseball world. Maybe I should have been a dual sport athlete. That way I would have had the best of both worlds.
Travis?
What? I ask, mentally shaking the cobwebs out.
Where'd you go? It's your turn.
Blue nods toward the table, and I look over her shoulder to see the cue ball sitting there.
Why don't you help me?
I know how to play the game of pool, but since she seems to be a pro, why shouldn't she show me? I would have happily slid up behind her and taught her how to handle her stick, but she took the fun out of it. Instead, she's off to my side and leaning into me, giving me a perfect sideways glance down her shirt. I smirk, ignoring everything she tells me, and watch as her mounds of flesh move each time her hand does. They're real, that's for sure. None of that fake silicone shit on this chick.
And that's how it's done, she says, righting herself.
She continues to slightly lean over the table, though, jutting her chest out for me to ogle. I cock my head to the side and wink before taking aim at the cue on the table. My first shot goes in, and the second quickly follows. I line up the third and fire, and that is when I see a raven-haired beauty nursing a drink at the bar. Sailor Blackwell is off limits to anyone her agency represents. That includes me, although I wish it didn't. I would have switched managers to be with her if she asked me to, but I fucked that up. When she needed me, I wasn't there, and I haven't spoken to her since. It's my dumb luck that she's sitting at the bar with her long, slender legs crossed. She's dressed like she recently got off work, and her eyes are set on the television, ignoring the gaggle of men staring at her. I remember that she was a hard nut to crack back when I wanted to know her better. I can't imagine what she's like now that she's even more successful. My last shot is sunk into the corner pocket. Eight ball, right side, I say, nodding in the same direction I planned to send the black ball in order to finish this game. I'm in a rush now, eager to speak with Sailor. I know I shouldn't, but I can't help myself.
Where you going? Blue calls out.
To the bar, Rackham, I tell her. It's not a lie, I am going to the bar, but with the intention of speaking to another woman. I'm smooth, though, and I can easily play it off while I order another round of drinks. Two, please. I put up two fingers as I motion toward the bartender. Leaning in, I know I'm blocking Sailor's view of the television, which is all in my game plan. Hey, Sailor.
Travis, she says coldly.
I often remember the night we spent together and the regret that was on her face when we were done. Even though we were at my house, I wanted to leave. I had never felt so uncomfortable after getting laid. Everything was awkward, from the way she spoke to how fast she dressed and ran out of my place. Rarely do I bring women home, opting for theirs so I can bail, but Sailor was different. I still can't get that night out of my mind, and it's been almost 2 years. With Sailor, everything was backwards. It's like she used me to scratch an itch, and once I took care of that, she didn't need me anymore.
What brings you in?
She looks everywhere but at me.
I'm meeting a client.
And nursing your what? I take her drink from her hand and sniff.
Scotch?
When did you start drinking the hard shit? That gets her to look at me. Her glare is deadly as it penetrates mine.
As if you know anything about me.
I know enough.
You don't know shit, Travis Kidd. Go back to your booty call. She's looking at me like she's ready for a cat fight, and I assure you, you're not worth fighting for.
Sailor turns, giving me the cold shoulder. If I weren't so stunned by her outburst, which I did not deserve, I'd tease her. But there's obviously something bothering her, and I'm the last person she needs making shit worse. With the bottles of beer dangling between my fingers, I go back to the pool table where Blue is indeed throwing daggers at Sailor's back. Down, kitty, she works for my manager. I run my hand down her arm, trying to defuse the situation. Jealous women usually turn me off, and this should be my...